Son of Sachi, Jagannath Misra. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the wealth of the Sankirtan movement. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of Nityananda and Gadardhar. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life's treasure of Advaita and Srivas. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, and all glories to his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes attains pure devotional service. One morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Suklambara Brahmachari, a poor man who maintained himself by begging. He said, "I have a strong desire to eat the food that you offer. Don't be afraid. This is my firm decision." Again and again, Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way. Hearing this, in a voice choked with emotion, Suklambara replied, "I am a beggar, a lowly, degraded, condemned sinner. You are eternal religion personified, and I am fallen. O Lord, when will you give me the shade of your feet? I am not as good as a worm or as an insect. You're only playing a big trick on me by asking me to eat at my home. Lord Chaitanya replied, please don't think in this way. I strongly desire to taste your cooking. Quickly, prepare an offering to the Lord and I will come at midday and eat. Still, Suklambara was frightened at heart and he asked the devotees what he should do. They all said, why are you afraid? The truth is that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And you are already offering him food. He always tries to eat food cooked by persons who worship him with love. Did he not beg food from Vidura, who was a Sudra's son? He did that because of Vidura's devotion. The Lord begs food from his devotees and eats what they offer. That is his nature. Go home, prepare an elaborate meal, and offer it to him with love. You are so fortunate. The Lord is so kind to you. Hearing these words, the Brahmana, Suklambara, happily returned home. And after bathing, he carefully heated some scented water. He cooked rice and many other preparations. And as he cooked, he strictly observed the stringent rules of cleanliness and did not touch anything. All the while, as he was cooking, he was ecstatically chanting, Jai Krishna, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal. As Suklambara cooked, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, who is very devoted to her husband and who is the mother of the three worlds, glanced at Suklambara's offering and the food immediately became the sweetest of nectars. Then, just after bathing in the Ganga, Lord Chaitanya arrived with Nityananda and others. Lord Chaitanya changed out of his wet clothing and feeling hungry, he happily glanced at Suklambara, whose home was near the Ganga. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya sat down and began to eat. It is difficult to become fortunate like Suklambara. Lord Chaitanya said, from the time of my birth, I have never tasted any food more delicious than this. I cannot even describe it. How did you cook like this? You are one of my dear friends, and friends like you are the root from which I grow. Thus Lord Chaitanya cast his glance of mercy at Suklambara, and all the devotees wept. Again and again, the Lord relished the food that Suklambara had cooked, and filled with bliss, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate. Non-devotee sinners, even if they are billionaires, should see the mercy that the beggar Suklambara attained. By wealth, followers, and material learning, one does not attain Lord Chaitanya, for the Supreme Lord is conquered only by the nectar of one's devotional service. After the Lord finished eating, Suklambara accepted the remnants from the Lord's plate, and the other devotees, overcome with bliss, forgot all else. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Anantashesha would respectfully place that plate to their heads. How much bliss was there in that beggar's home? In this way, Lord Chaitanya happily enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip. And after some time spent in talking about Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya laid down to take rest. At the same time, the devotees also laid down near the Lord. Sri Vijayadas was one of the Lord's students. No one in Navadvip wrote as gracefully as he. He personally copied many books for Lord Chaitanya, and everyone called him Vijay, the master of penmanship. But still, because they had no devotion, most people could not understand Vijay's pure and deep heart. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay beside Vijay, the Lord's lotus hand came to rest on Vijay's body. And suddenly Vijay saw many great wonders. He saw the Lord's hand suddenly become like a great lofty pillar. Then he saw the Lord was covered with jeweled ornaments. Then he saw many jeweled rings on the Lord's fingers with the splendor of how many millions of suns and moons those jewels glistened. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's effulgent hand spread everywhere, even up to the demigod Brahma, Vijay rejoiced. On seeing all this, Vijay suddenly and joyfully began to cry out, but Lord Chaitanya then quickly placed his graceful hand over Vijay's mouth. Lord Chaitanya said, "For as many days as I am here, for as many days as I am here, don't tell anyone of this." Speaking these words, the Lord smiled and glanced at Vijay. And Vijay jumped up and roared. Vijay's roar awakened the devotees. They tried to hold him still, but no one could hold him. For some moments, Vijay was like a madman. And at the end, he fainted in ecstasy. The devotees knew Vijay must have seen some wonder. The Lord asked all the devotees present, "What is Vijay saying?" Suddenly, for no reason, he began to scream. The Lord then said, "I think it must be the power of the Ganga. Vijay was devoted to the Ganga. Or perhaps not. Perhaps it was because of the deities in Suklambar's home. Or perhaps Vijay saw Lord Krishna." After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya again placed his hand on Vijay's body, and Vijay suddenly returned to consciousness. All the Vaishnavas smiled, and rising up, Vijay nevertheless remained stunned like an inanimate object. For 7 days, Vijay wandered around Nadia in this condition. He did not eat. He did not sleep. He ignored his body. In this way, Vijay wandered about. No one could understand his mood. After some days, Vijay returned to external consciousness. These wonderful pastimes happened in Suklambara's home. Who has the power to describe Suklambara's good fortune? Lord Chaitanya personally accepted the food that he had cooked. Simply by hearing these pastimes of the Lord's eating Suklambara's cooking and his giving mercy to Vijay, one attains the great treasure of pure devotional service. Simply by hearing these pastimes, one attains this treasure. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, before whom all the Vedas bow down, always enjoyed his pastimes in Nabadvip. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the master of the unlimited universes, accepted the mood of the gopis and began to continuously chant, "Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan." He also was chanting, "Gopi, Gopi, gopi. One of his students approached him and said, "Oh, Nimai Pandit, why do you chant gopi, gopi? Stop chanting gopi, gopi instead. Chant Krishna at once. What piety will be born by chanting gopi, gopi? Chanting Krishna's name brings piety. This is the Vedas state." The foolish student did not understand Mahaprabhu's different moods of ecstatic devotion. Lord Chaitanya gave this reply: Krishna, chant his names? Krishna's a thief. Who would worship him? He's an ingrate, and he killed Bali, even though Bali did nothing wrong. He's a debauchee. He is a debauchee that has been conquered by women. He once cut off a woman's nose and ears. He robbed Maharaj Bali of all his wealth, and he threw him down to Patala Loka. What will I gain if I chant his names? After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya, still wrapped in ecstasy, jumped up. He took a stick in his hand, and he ran after the student to beat him. The student also jumped up and began to run, loudly calling out in fear, "Stop! Stop! Someone stop him! Stop! Stop!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, continued to chase the student, and seeing the angry lord following him, stick in hand, the student fled, unable to understand the lord's ecstasy. The devotees frantically chased after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally caught him and stopped him. They pacified Mahaprabhu while the student ran far away. That frightened student, breathing heavily, his body covered with perspiration, ran to take shelter of his other student friends. Seeing their friend in distress, the other students asked the cause of his fear, and the breathless student replied, "Why ask why I'm afraid? Today, I'm lucky to still be alive. Everyone says Nimai Pandit is a great saint, so today I went to his house to see him, and do you know what I saw? I saw him sitting down and chanting japa, gopi, 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 day and night. He did not chant anything else. I humbly approached him and said, 'Pandit, what are you doing? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. This is what the scriptures say.' And hearing these words, he became aflame with anger, trying to beat me with a stick. He chased after me. Again and again he blasphemed Lord Krishna. I have no power to place those blasphemies in my mouth. Somehow, I saved my life. It is only due to God's grace that I am able to speak to you today." Hearing all this, the foolish student's friends all began to laugh. But then they began to speak what was already within their hearts. One student said, "The people say he is a good Vaishnava, but he angrily chases a Brahmin to beat him." Another said, "If he does not chant Lord Krishna's names, how can he be a Vaishnava?" Another said, "What I have heard today is very strange. A Vaishnava who chants only gopi gopi?" Another said, "Why should we be respectful to him? Well, do we also not have brahminical power? After all, he's not the king. Why should he punish us? Let us all gather together. If he attacks us, why should we tolerate it? He may be a Brahmin, but are we not Brahmins also? So gather together, and if he attacks us again, we should not tolerate it. He may be the son of Jagannath Misra and Nabadweep, but are we also not the sons of powerful Brahmins? It was just a few days before that we were all students together. But why should this fellow all of a sudden become our big master? In this way, the students expressed their opinions. Lord Chaitanya, who is the super soul in the hearts of all, knew all they had said. He sat down with his associates surrounding him, and suddenly he spoke something unusual, and no one could understand the meaning of his words. Everyone was startled. He said, "The medicine was prepared to cure excess mucus, but it had the opposite effect. The mucus has only increased." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, then loudly laughed. Although no one could understand the meaning of the Lord's words, fear nevertheless took birth in everyone's heart. Only Lord Nityananda could understand, and he thought, "Soon the Lord will leave home." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would soon accept sannyas, Nityananda became plunged in grief, thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would become a shaven-headed sannyasi. Nityananda felt his life breath attacked by grief. The next moment, Lord Chaitanya grasped Nityananda's hand and took him to a secluded place and sat down with him, and he said, "Saintly Nityananda, please listen. I wish to express you my heart. I descended to deliver the world, but it has not become delivered. The one rope of material bondage has now become millions of ropes. The students have decided to beat me. That means that they will enter into complete bondage. I descended to deliver the world, but now it seems that I must kill everyone. Nityananda, tomorrow I will shave my head and take away my sacred thread, and becoming a sannyasi, I will travel from place to place as a beggar. Tomorrow, I will beg at the doors of the people who now want to beat me. And seeing me, they will respectfully grasp my feet. And in this way, I will deliver all the worlds. Everyone bows down before a sannyasi. No one will attack a sannyasi. I will become a sannyasi. I will beg from every home in Nabadweep. Who will attack me then? Now, O Nitai, I have told you my heart. I will renounce householder life. That is certain. Please don't be unhappy because of this. Please give me permission to accept sannyas. I will do whatever you say. You know why I descended to this world. Therefore, please give me permission. If you wish the world's deliverance, then please do not forbid me. Please do not be unhappy, even for a moment, for you know why I have descended to this world." hearing that Lord Chaitanya would shave his head and renounce the world, Nityananda felt his heart, mind, body, and life breath become ripped into shreds. No words of reply came to Nityananda's mouth. In his heart he thought, "The Lord will do it. No one can stop him." Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, "Lord, your wish is always fulfilled. Lord, whatever you wish will certainly come to pass. Who has the power to either order or forbid you to do anything? Whatever is in your heart must be the spiritual truth. You are the protector of everyone. You are the master of everyone. Whatever you decide is good. Lord, you know what should be done to deliver the world. Who else knows? You are completely independent. Whatever you do is full of bliss, and whatever you decide will certainly be." "Still, please tell your plan to all your servants. Please hear the words they say and reply. Then you may do whatever you wish. Who has the power to thwart your will?" Pleased by Nityananda's words, Lord Chaitanya embraced him again and again. And accepting this advice, Lord Chaitanya went with Nityananda to the assembly of Vaishnavas. Although Nityananda was continually thinking, "The Lord will renounce his home," he externally did not manifest anything. His whole body was numb, stunned. Nityananda thought in his heart, "After the Lord has left, how will Mother Sachi remain alive? How will Mother Sachi pass her days and nights?" Thinking in this way, noble-hearted Nityananda fell unconscious. Thinking of how Mother Sachi would suffer, Lord Nityananda went to a secluded place and repeatedly wept.
Ah!
while Nittai sat alone and wept. Lord Chaitanya went to Mukunda's home, and seeing the Lord, Mukunda became joyful. Sing a song about Lord Krishna's auspicious glories, Lord Chaitanya said. And Mukunda began to sing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, carefully listening, became agitated with ecstatic love. Hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmins, roared, "Sing, sing." And after some moments, his ecstasy abated. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to converse with Mukunda. Lord Chaitanya said, Mukunda, please hear my words. I will leave. I will not stay here. I will definitely renounce householder life. I will shave my head, take sannyas, and travel from one place to another. Hearing the Lord's words, Mukunda immediately became overwhelmed by thoughts of separation. He fell to the ground. The joy that he was experiencing a moment before was now destroyed. His voice trembled with emotion and he begged, "Lord, if that is your wish, you will do it without fail. But I beg you, please stay like this for a few more days and perform kirtan with us. After that, O Lord, do what is in your heart." After hearing Mukunda's words, Lord Chaitanya went to Gadadhar. Gadadhar respectfully offered obeisances to the Lord's feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Please hear my words, Gadadhar. I will not stay at home. I will go wherever Lord Krishna orders. I will take sannyas. I will shave my hair. And I will go in one direction or another." Gadadhar felt a thunderbolt falling on his head. Misery entered his heart. He said, "Lord, your words are very strange. Merely by shaving his head can anyone attain Lord Krishna? Why can you not remain as a householder and a Vaishnava? By shaving your head, will you gain some religious benefit? Obviously, you think you will. But the Vedas do not hold that opinion. How could you abandon your widowed mother? You will be responsible for your mother's death. She will not be able to remain alive. You are all that she has left. You are her life. Is the Supreme Lord not pleased by devotees who stay in their homes?" In this way, Lord Chaitanya visited different Vaishnavas one after another and told them all, "I will shave my head and take sannyas." Upon hearing the Lord's words, each devotee fell down to the ground. Consciousness would not stay in his body. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would leave them, all the devotees wept. Someone said, "How will we place flower garlands on his graceful curly hair anymore?" Another said, "If I cannot see his neatly tied hair, how will I be able to maintain this sinful life?" Saying, "Never again will I smell the splendid fragrance of his hair," another beat his head. And yet another said, "Will I ever again anoint his graceful hair with oil?" Calling out, "Hari, Hari," pitifully, everyone loudly wept. the devotees were drowning in an ocean of grief. And thinking that they would be separated from their Lord, all the devotees wept still further. They said, "Where will the Lord go when he accepts sannyas? How will we go and see him when he accepts sannyas? He will not stay in this village. In what direction will he go? Will we ever see him again?" In this way, the devotees became still more deeply enwrapped in ecstatic love. But seeing his servant's suffering was intolerable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Becoming cheerful, the Lord instructed everyone, "Why do you worry? I will stay with you at every moment. You all think that I will take sannyas, leave you all and go far away? Please don't think like that. I will not leave you, even for a moment. All of you eternally enjoy pastimes with me, not only in this birth, but we remain together birth after birth. Whenever I descend to this world, you always stay with me. I have descended to this world in two forms. My two forms are Sankirtan and the bliss of deity worship. Please find happiness with these two forms. In my company, you will continue to perform Sankirtan with great joy. But yet, for the purpose of teaching the world, I will accept sannyas. Please end all your worries." And after speaking these words, the Lord affectionately embraced everyone again and again. And the devotees became somewhat pacified. Lord Chaitanya then returned to his home. Mother Sachi had already heard from others that her son would soon take sannyas. And thus, Sachi Devi, the mother of the world, felt a pain that she had never known before. In a moment, she fell unconscious to the ground. From her, a stream of tears endlessly began to flow, and she had no power to stop it. She approached. Approaching her, lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya sat down. Weeping, Sachi said, "My son, don't go. Dear son, don't leave me and go away. Only by gazing at your beautiful face can I remain alive. Your eyes are lotus flowers. Your face is the moon. Your red lips are beautiful. Your teeth are pearls and jasmine flowers. Your beautiful words are like nectar showering down on me. If I cannot see your walking and gestures, your graceful movements like that of an elephant, how can I remain alive? Beginning with Advaita and Srivas, you have a host of followers. Nityananda is your own life manifest in another form. Beginning with Gadadha, you have a host of dear friends. Please stay at home and happily perform Sankirtan here. Dear son, it is to teach the true religion that you have descended to this world. If you abandon your mother, how will you be teaching religion? Oh, my son, you are religion personified. If you abandon your mother, how will religion be taught to the world?" Overcome with grief and love, Sachi spoke these words, and Lord Chaitanya simply listened. His voice became choked with love, and Lord Chaitanya offered no reply. Then Sachi said, "Your elder brother left me and went away. Then your father went to Vaikuntha. When I see you, I forget all my suffering. If you go away, I will give up this life. Dear son who is more dear than my life, dear Gauranga, it is not right for you to abandon your widowed, helpless mother. Perform kirtan with everyone in your own courtyard. Nityananda will help you. I gaze at your love-filled eyes and your long arms. Even when there are no lamps, your limbs fill my house with light. Your words shower nectar upon me. How much nectar rains from your reddish feet." With love and grief, Mother Sachi spoke these words and lamented. And Lord Chaitanya simply sat and listened. He lifted his face, but he did not say anything. Sachi had turned white. She became skin and bones. Overcome with grief, she would not eat. And seeing that his mother would not remain alive, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a secluded place and spoke to her certain secrets. "Mother, mother, please be peaceful at heart. Please carefully listen to your own glories. For many births I have been your son. There was a time when you had the name Prishli. There was a time when you were a ditti in Swargaloka. There was also a time when you were Devahuti. And I was your son. I was Vamandev when you were a ditti. I was Kapila Muni when you were Devahuti. And when you became Kaushalya, I became your son Ramachandra. When you were Devaki in Mathura, you were imprisoned by the demon Kamsa. Then you were also my mother. You were Devaki and I was your son Krishna. Now, in this incarnation, I have taken birth twice to begin the Sankirtan movement, and both times I am your son. You are the earth goddess, and therefore you are the mother of my deity form. You are also the tongues of everyone, and therefore you are the mother of my form as the holy name. In this way, you are my mother birth after birth. In my heart, I will never leave you. I am not lying. I speak the truth. Please, please do not feel unhappy." Hearing the Lord speak these secret truths, Sachi Devi became a little peaceful in heart. husband of Vishnupriya, all glories to you. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on all the conditioned souls. Lord Chaitanya continued to enjoy the bliss of Sankirtan. He is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose desires are always fulfilled. No one has the power to understand what is in his heart. And thus, accompanied by his devotees, he always enjoyed Sankirtan. Overcome with bliss, the devotees forgot that the Lord would leave them. In this way, the devotees enjoyed pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom all the Vedas yearned to see. As the day for Lord Chaitanya's acceptance of sannyas approached, in a secluded place, Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, "Please listen. Listen, O Nityananda Goswami. Now I will leave. On the day when the sun begins to travel north, I will travel and accept sannyas. Near Katwa, in the village named Indrani, stays a person who bears the pure name Keshava Bharati. From him, at that place, I will certainly accept sannyas. Only tell this to 5 people. Tell my mother, tell Gadadhar, tell Brahmananda, tell Chandrasekhar Charja, and tell the peerless Mukunda." Thus Lord Chaitanya spoke these words only to Nityananda, and no one else knew his plans. When Lord Chaitanya departed, Lord Nityananda repeated these words to the 5 persons. That day, the Lord stayed with the Vaishnavas, and it, like so many other days, passed in the joys of Sankirtan. Each evening, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would usually eat his evening meal and then go see the Ganga. He would offer obeisances to the Ganga and then sit by the Ganga's shore. And after some time, he would usually return home. On this day, after sitting for some time on the bank of the Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home, and no one knew that he would leave home on this day. The Lord sat down. His eyes were lotus flowers. His every limb was splendid with flower garlands and fragrant with sandal paste. All the Vaishnavas came to see him, and they carried sandalwood paste and flower garlands for him in their 2 hands. Like a magnet, the Lord attracted them. From wherever they were, they all came to him. And how this happened, I do not know. Many townspeople came to see the Lord. Neither Brahma nor all the demigods have the power to write all that happened. Everyone fell down and offered dandavat obeisances. And as if possessing a single pair of eyes, they all gazed at the Lord's graceful face. The Lord placed a flower garland around each devotee's neck. Then the Lord ordered them all, "Sing Krishna's names. Talk of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Think only of Lord Krishna. Think of no one else. If you love me, then please sing only of Lord Krishna. Sing of no one else." Whether asleep, awake, or eating your meals, think only of Lord Krishna day and night. With your mouths, speak only of him. Lord Chaitanya gave these instructions to everyone. And then after speaking these words, he said, "Now it is time for you all to please go home." He spoke those words to the Vaishnavas. And in this way, they came and then they went. No one understood the meaning of what had just happened. Everyone floated in bliss. The Lord's graceful form was covered with sandalwood paste and flower garlands. I cannot say how many times more splendid than the moon was the Lord's form. Attaining the Lord's mercy, everyone was very happy, and everyone loudly chanted the names of Lord Hari. At that time, saintly Sridhar arrived, carrying a Loki squash in his hand. And seeing the gift of a squash, Lord Chaitanya smiled and asked, "Where did you get it?" In his heart, Lord Chaitanya thought, "Tomorrow I will leave, and I will not be able to eat this squash. But how can I reject Sridhar's gift? I must eat this squash today." Thinking in this way, out of love for his devotee, Lord Chaitanya asked his mother to cook the squash. Then another fortunate devotee brought a gift of milk, and Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "Good, very good. Cook the squash and milk together." And thus Sachi happily cooked them, and after bidding farewell to everyone, Lord Chaitanya, who was the master of the 33 million demigods, sat down to eat. He then washed his mouth and went to his bedroom. Although in truth he withdrew into a yogic trance, to every eye it seemed like Lord Chaitanya was asleep. Haridas and Gadadhar slept nearby, aware that on the next day the Lord would leave. Mother Sachi could not sleep. She wept at every moment. The Lord thought, 2 hours of the night remain. Then, taking a deep breath through his nostrils, Lord Chaitanya rose to depart. Aware of what was to happen, Gadadhar and Haridas also rose. Gadadhar said, "I will go with you." The Lord replied, "No one will go with me. I will go alone, without any companion. That is my happiness." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would depart, Mother Sachi sat waiting at the door. Seeing his mother, the Lord held out his hand and embraced her. Sitting down, he spoke many words to enlighten her. He said, "For a long time you protected me. It is because of you that I heard and read the scriptures. From the time of my birth, I did not feel even half a sesame seed worth of happiness that you did not give me. Even in millions of kalpas, I could not repay the love that you gave me from one moment to the next. I cannot repay the mercy you gave me. Birth after birth, I am in debt to you." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would depart, Sachimata cried. Mahaprabhu continued, "But my mother, listen. The whole world is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent of him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead brings people together And then he also pushes them apart. Who has the power to understand what he wills? After 10 days, I will return. Please don't worry. All the service you have given me now touches me. You are very dear to me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then placed his hand on his own chest and he said again and again, "You are very dear to me. You are very dear to me. You are very dear to me." Sachi listened to all the Lord said, but she gave no reply. From her eyes, her tears would simply not stop. Sachi is the mother of the universes. She is the earth goddess personified. Who can understand the narrations of Lord Krishna's inconceivable pastimes? On his head, Lord Chaitanya placed the dust of his mother's feet. Then he circumambulated her and quickly departed. Thus the king of Vaikuntha left his home to deliver all the conditioned souls. He would accept sannyas. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Please listen. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas breaks all the bonds that tie him to this world. When Lord Chaitanya left, Mother Sachi remained stunned. She was like an inanimate object. She spoke not a word. The devotees did not know what had happened. At dawn, they all took their baths. Then, as usual, they went to the Lord's house to bow down before him. They saw Mother Sachi outside the door. Kind and generous Srivas spoke first. "Mother, why are you outside the door?" Stunned Sachi gave no reply. A stream of tears flowed without stop from her eyes. After a moment, Mother Sachi said, "Please listen. Every Vaishnava is entitled to share in the property of Lord Vishnu. You all have a right to his property. That the scriptures teach. Now that you have gathered here, you may do what you like. The Lord has left me." Hearing that the Lord had left, the devotees fell unconscious. Who can describe the Vaishnava's grief? And loudly expressing that grief, they wept. Resting their arms on each other's necks, they lamented in many ways, saying, "Oh, Gopinath, why did this terrible night have to end?" They held their hands to their faces and they wept. Someone said, "Never again will I see the moon of his face. How will I live now? How can I keep this sinful life alive? Why did this thunderbolt suddenly fall on me?" Some striking themselves rolled about on the ground. The devotees could not stop their weeping. The Lord's house was filled with weeping. The devotees who came to see the Lord were now drowning in a great ocean of separation. The devotees fell to the ground and wept. They said, "The Lord has gone to take sannyas. He who is the Lord of the helpless has now gone away. Now we are all thrown into the ocean of separation." The devotees fell unconscious. They would loudly call, "Hari, Hari, They all wept, they lamented. The Lord, who is our wealth, who is our life, has left us all. They held their hands to their heads. They beat their chests. They lamented. Alas, alas. Lord Chaitanya has left us to take sannyas. And he did not even tell us of his plans. Covered with dust, the devotees wept again and again, falling to the ground in the Lord's courtyard. Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Gadadhar, and Gangadas all wept. Srivas's family wept without stop. Sri Adwaita Charja and Thakur Haridas simply wept. Hearing the loud sound of weeping, all the people of Nadia ran to see what had happened, and not seeing the Lord's face, they too became overcome with grief. Placing their hands to their heads, they all wept. All the devotees in the town wept without stop. There was no difference between young and old, man or woman. All simply wept. After some time, the devotees became quiet, and surrounding Sachidevi, they all sat down. Soon the news spread throughout all of Navadvip. The jewel of the Brahmanas has left to take sannyas. Hearing that news, everyone became filled with wonder. Everyone in Nadia ran to the Lord's house, only to see that it was now empty. Everyone called out, "Oh! Oh!" Even the greatest blasphemers were filled with grief. "We are sinners! We did not understand his greatness," they cried out. Filled with remorse, everyone loudly wept. Falling to the ground, the townspeople wept. "Never again we will see his moonlike face." Someone said, "I will go home. I will set a fire in my own house. I will put an earring in one ear and I will become a yogi. Now that the Lord has left Navadvip, why should I stay alive?" Hearing the news, every man and woman in Nadia was filled with grief, and no one was free of the heartbreak of their sorrow. Now the Lord would act to deliver all the conditioned souls. In their hearts, even the blasphemers felt themselves bitten by the cruel snake of separation from the Lord. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of all living entities, who is supremely merciful, and who happily delivered everyone.
Yeah.
listen. All brothers, please listen to the story of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. Anyone who hears this story breaks the bonds of his karma. Crossing the Ganga, in one day, Lord Chaitanya went to the town of Katwa. Following the Lord's previous instructions, one by one the devotees, Lord Nityananda, Gadardha, Mukunda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Brahmananda all arrived. There, Keshava Bharati, powerful like a ferocious lion, stayed with his dear associates. And seeing the wonderful effulgence of Lord Chaitanya's body, saintly Keshava Bharati stood up. Lord Chaitanya offered dandavat obeisances, and then, folding his hands, he began to offer prayers, saying, "O saintly one, please be merciful to me. You are very merciful. You purify the fallen. Lord Krishna is the master of your life, and you have the power to give him to others. Lord Krishna always stays with you. Please, please give me service to Lord Krishna. Don't give me anything but that. Please teach me that." As the Lord spoke, his body floated in tears of love. At the end of his speaking, he loudly roared and he danced. As Mukunda and the other devotees sang, Lord Chaitanya, who was wild with ecstatic love for a person that was actually himself, danced. Hearing all this, many millions and millions of people quickly came. I do not know how so many people could be present in that one place. They gazed at Lord Chaitanya's supremely handsome form, and with their eyes, they drank the sight of him without stop. The wonderful stream of tears that flowed from the Lord's eyes cannot be described by words. Even Lord Ananta Shesha with his many mouths has no power to describe it. Dancing in a circle, Lord Chaitanya bathed everyone with the streams of his tears. Everyone became wet with the Lord's tears of love. Men and women, young and old, sang, "Hari, Hari, Hari." One moment the Lord trembled, the next he perspired, and the next he fell unconscious. Seeing all of this, everyone became afraid. Assuming the role of his own servant, the master of the numberless universes, placed a blade of grass between his teeth and begged everyone to allow him to serve them. When they saw the Lord's ecstasy, everyone wept. When they heard the word sannyas, everyone bitterly lamented, saying, "After this night ends, how will Mother Sachi be able to stay alive? How will saintly Sachi earn the money to live? Will cruel fate take everything from her? Our lives break into pieces when we hear these things. How will his wife and mother stay alive?" Speaking these words, the grieving women wept, and falling into Lord Chaitanya's trap, everyone fell to the ground and wept. After some time, Lord Chaitanya stopped dancing. When he sat down, all of his followers sat around him in the four directions. And seeing the Lord's ecstatic devotion, Keshava Bharati now plunged into an ocean of bliss, and he prayed. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and no one else has the power to manifest the ecstatic devotion I saw you manifest with my own eyes. I know without a doubt that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master of all the worlds. No one can ever truly become your spiritual master. Still, in order to teach the world, in your heart, you have decided to accept me as your spiritual master. To this, Lord Chaitanya replied, please don't try to trick me. Please give me initiation so I may become a servant of Lord Krishna. As soon as the sun rose, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, ordered Sri Chandrasekhar, please arrange everything for the ceremony. I entrust you with this duty. On Lord Chaitanya's order, Chandrasekhar gathered everything needed. He gathered many things from many different villages. Words cannot describe all that he gathered. For he gathered yogurt, milk, ghee, dal, betel nuts, sandalwood, flowers, a sacred thread, and cloth. He gathered many different kinds of food. From where did he get all this? I do not know. Everyone very joyfully chanted the holy name of Lord Hari, and only the sound of Hari and no other sound was heard from anyone's mouth. Then, Lord Chaitanya, the life breath of all the worlds, sat down to have his head shaved. Madhu Pandit, the barber, sat down facing him. And at that moment, a great sound of weeping arose. The barber then placed the razor to the Lord's curly hair. Unable to place his hand on the Lord's head, the barber wept. Nityananda and the other devotees fell to the ground and wept. What could the devotees do? They could only grieve and weep. Someone said, what are the rituals for sannyas? When this was asked, the women all deeply sighed. Unseen by anyone, the demigods also wept. The numberless universes were filled with weeping. With these pastimes of Karuna Ras, the mellows of grief, Lord Chaitanya made the stones, the dry sticks, and other inanimate objects melt. Lord Chaitanya manifested these pastimes to deliver everyone, and seeing these pastimes, everyone wept. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya became restless. Trembling and weeping, he could not remain still. But yet, demanding of everyone, chant, chant, sing, sing, Lord Chaitanya stood up. Mukunda began to sing, and Lord Chaitanya himself began to dance without stopping. Lord Chaitanya had no power to sit down and remain still. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, he trembled. He shed streams of tears. Chant, chant, Lord Chaitanya roared. The barber, however, had no power to do the shaving. Yet, somehow or other, he shaved off the hair of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great love. Then, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, bathed in the Ganga. He returned and sat down as a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya said to Keshava Bharati, in a dream, an exalted person whispered the sannyas mantra in my ear. You will see whether it is the right mantra or not. And speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya whispered the mantra in Keshava Bharati's ear. And by this trick, Lord Chaitanya mercifully accepted Keshava Bharati as his disciple. At that moment, great wonder took birth in Keshava Bharati's heart. He said, "This is the best of great mantras. You have certainly attained Lord Krishna's mercy." And thus, by Lord Chaitanya's order, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati repeated that mantra to the Lord, and the four directions became filled with auspicious sounds of Lord Hari's holy name. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha, accepted sannyas. Wearing a charming saffron cloth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked more handsome than millions of Kamadevas. His head and all his limbs were anointed with sandal paste. Covered with a flower garland, his body was glorious. A splendid dandan kamaladalu rested in his graceful hands. He was always agitated with ecstatic love for a person who was actually himself. His graceful face was more glorious and handsome than millions and millions of moons. His two lotus eyes were filled with streams of tears. Then, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati considered what name to give the Lord. He said, "The Vaishnavas in the 14 worlds do not see what my eyes now see. Nowhere is there a name that satisfies me. The name Bharati would mean the disciple of Keshava Bharati. Therefore, that name is not appropriate for you." As the fortunate sannyasi Keshava Bharati was thinking in this way, saintly goddess Saraswati entered his tongue, and in this way, he decided on the right name. Placing his hand on the Lord's chest, pure-hearted Keshava Bharati said, "You make the whole world chant the name Krishna, and in this way you make the whole world alive, filled with life, Chaitanya. Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya." Because of you, everyone in the world will become fortunate. When the noble sannyasi spoke these words, there was a shower of flowers and a great sound of jai. A great tumult of hari filled the four directions, and all the Vaishnavas floated in bliss. The devotees offered obeisances to Keshava Bharati, and the Lord felt pleased with his new name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In this way, the glorious Lord accepted sannyas, and in this way, he revealed his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya enjoys all his pastimes at every moment. When he is merciful, he allows others to see them. It is from Lord Nityananda that I learned of all these nectar pastimes. It is by his mercy and on his order that in this book I have written these sutras describing them. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of the Vaishnavas. I pray they will not take my offenses seriously. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will become a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord Sannyas will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna and Nityananda are my two masters. My desire is that I will never forget them. Will the day come when I will see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda surrounded by devotees in the four directions? Lord Chaitanya is my Lord. In my heart, I always keep great faith in him. Anyone who with his own mouth says, "I am a servant of Nityananda," will someday see Lord Chaitanya. That is inevitable. Nityananda is most dear to Lord Chaitanya. I will never leave the company of the Lord's servants. I worship Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda gives to the whole world the gift of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Beyond this world of birth and death lies the ocean of pure devotional service. And anyone who wishes to dive in that ocean should worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. As a puppet master makes a wooden puppet dance, so Lord Chaitanya has made me speak. As the sky has no end, and as a bird flies in the sky as far as it has power, so the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also have no end, and every speaker describes those pastimes as far as he has the power. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.